no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be reached at this dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to take up the slack and the click and the clack of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The number for REACH is 561-491-1670, or you can visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number four, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, we'll take a look at we're having a great day here at Reach Radio. We're going to take a look at how discrimination in the housing marketplace still exists and how you can save money on your electric bill with Lisa Bond, and we'll share some inside secrets about the American Civil Rights Movement. And, of course, we have the best housing counseling experts on the show today here to assist you in achieving the American dream of home ownership. A little later in the show, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week, and we'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Boom. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number four, housing.org. Here's Reach's news director, Mort Ages.
Okay, Alan, our lead story for today. New mortgages will be available 1 year after foreclosure under a new rule change in Florida. And after a short-lived dip, mortgage rates are starting to edge up higher again. Our next story, a plea deal for runaway Lake Worth attorney. He stole $8 million and went missing for 3 months. And the last story, Wall Street's greatest enemy, the man who knows too much. Details of these stories at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Thanks, Mort. Well, this is an exciting day. We have a great lineup of guests today. You should really enjoy the show. We're rocking and rolling in the early stages of the show. Coming up next, Vince Larkin shares information about discrimination in today's home buying market. After that, Lisa Bond will show us how to lower our power bill. Then the nephew of Wilhelmina Jakes is here with some historical facts about the 50s civil rights movement.
Ain't got no home or no place.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number four, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670. Or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to remind you that next Saturday, September the 14th, Reach offers the newest home ownership class from FHA. Folks, this is a brand new class. It's never been taught anywhere before. Brand new, and Reach has it. So if you're looking for a home, you're tired of paying rent, look no further than Reach. We say you can be a homeowner again. So if the cloud of foreclosure is raining on your dreams of home ownership, we're the place to call. After all the problems with your job, your health, the unplanned loss of income, or even the loss of your home. FHA has a new plan, one that will help you get into your own home, even if you've been turned down before. Here's the first step. You need to document your situation. To learn how to do that and more, take this special one-hour class from Reach. We are HUD-approved educators. With FHA's guidance, you may be on your way to a new home without even knowing it. That's right. No more 2 or 3 years waiting for FHA. You know, FHA is the grandfather of all housing insured loans, and they're at it again. They're helping you stabilize your family, your community, and your life. Call Reach today and sign up for this valuable FHA-approved home ownership class. The number, of course, is 561-491-1670. That's 561-491-1670. We invite you to meet the good folks at Reach next Saturday, September the 14th at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. for a complete free explanation of this new program. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big Reach sign hanging atop Suite 112. So if you're looking for a home, this program is the program for you. The waiting game is over. Your dreams are within reach. Call Reach right now. The number again is 561-941-1670. And remember to press the zero button unless you want to be sitting on hold forever and ever. So don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. And that's a memo, as they would say. Our first guest is President and CEO of Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. They are a full-service, community-based agency watching out for your best interest in the fair housing community. FHC is nationally known for assisting over 6 million people in their loans and paybacks for settlements. Vince, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here and to share information that's very, very important to the community. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank Reach also.
Well, we're going to do just that. My first question, of course, is what is fair housing?
Well, fair housing is the ability of everyone, regardless of race and color, national origin, their religion, their family status, meaning presence of children, minor children under 18, disability, or gender, to secure housing of their choice, free from being discriminated against. I like to add that Palm Beach County has added other categories, and I'll go into more detail later, but when you add marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, all these are covered federally, statewide, and locally under the Fair Housing Act.
Hmm. What a shame we have to go through all that, right? What a litany on us. Why can't we just be people and be people? I mean, now we have to have rules and regulations. Here's how you act. But you guys are like a watchdog for the for the industry, right? What do you do
Yes, we are a watchdog agency. The Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches' mission is to ensure equal housing opportunities and fair housing opportunities for all people. We do that by promoting culturally diverse communities through our programs. One of the three tiers of our program and one of the most important ones is the private enforcement that we do in partnership with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. We take complaints from people who have been discriminated against, but we also work proactively in the community by doing what's called testing of different housing providers to ensure that these rules are being followed.
Trust but verify, right?
Yes, trust but verify.
Well, that's interesting. We were talking about that the other day. You actually set up scenarios where you send people into, what, like a realtor or something like that?
Well, yes. Without going into much detail.
Well, no, we don't want to give away any secrets.
But, yes, we conduct investigations that are investigations that help understand the practices of housing providers, whether they be real estate agents, property management companies.
That's one I forgot. Property
well
management,
as,
right?
Lending institutions and so forth. Not to find housing discrimination, but to see if the laws are being followed. Yeah. We do that in partnership with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and we are active in the community also with the education of reaching out to realtors, lenders, and those in the housing industry, which are some of our best partners, in order to help them understand the latest changes to fair housing laws and how we can work together in a proactive way to affirmatively further the cause of fair housing for all people.
I'm not trying to make an excuse for the realtors and people like that. Is it a lot of change? Is it something that's hard to keep up with, or is it just common sense?
We have seen change. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we have seen change. HUD just commissioned a study that found that the instances of housing discrimination are going down. But unfortunately, the disturbing fact is that it's still prevalent within the community, where realtors, unscrupulous realtors, I always like to use that word, unscrupulous realtors,
because
there are a lot of good realtors that are working hard, are trying to do the right thing, and I don't mean to disparage them at all. But we are looking at unscrupulous realtors who are operating outside of the rules and regulations of the real estate industry, mm-hmm. who have declared in writing you must not discriminate, but operating outside of the bounds of human dignity by turning a person down that has money.
I was just going to say, to me, it would be about the money.
Yes. And management companies that for some reason feel is their obligation to turn people away based on their race or based on the fact that they have children, and people with disabilities being discriminated against.
I understand if you have a disability, you qualify for a few more options in the discrimination market, right?
Well, actually not. But there are other protections if you have a disability.
Right.
Where a person with a disability should be allowed what's called reasonable accommodations should they need them, which they will have to pay for. That means if someone would need a ramp to get up, to get inside their unit, and they're renting, that should be allowed. They have to pay for it.
Right.
And if they needed grab bars in their bathroom, if they pay for it, it should be allowed. You would think these would be no-brainers, right?
Exactly.
Why do I care if a person has a ramp? But mm-hmm. unfortunately, there are some homeowners associations that don't want to see the decorum of the building kind of and not to disparage all homeowner associations. We work well with some of them also, but unscrupulous.
Yeah, and we're laughing. We're laughing about it.
Unscrupulous housing providers.
Right. Yeah, and we're laughing about it because we can't believe that it's how could anybody in their right mind? I mean, what's the point? I guess.
Well, you know, it's funny, not funny, but it's funny in a way that there are people who still think that this is allowed. And HUD has estimated that there are over 2 million instances of housing discrimination that go unreported each year, and 1% reported. And that's one of the most important things about coming on, and I'm honored to come on with you, is to reach out to the community, because there are people out there who have gone to an apartment complex with a vacancy sign and told there are no apartments available.
Right. That doesn't make sense. You know, if you have a question, we're speaking with Vince Larkins. He's the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. You have a question that you would like to ask him, you can call our listener line at 1-800-889-0267. Again, that's 1-800-889-0267 if you would like to speak with Vince Larkins. So what I also know that you do private enforcement. Explain that.
Private enforcement is a term used for private not-for-profit organizations like the Fair Housing Center, because the Fair Housing Center, a lot of times people confuse us with the HUD, where HUD is a governmental agency that has governmental jurisdiction. In Palm Beach County, the governmental jurisdiction is held by the Palm Beach Office of Equal Opportunity. The Fair Housing Center is a private watchdog agency that uses our enforcement program privately, being a nonprofit, to ensure as advocates that these laws are followed. We work in partnership with all governmental agencies.
What is the most egregious violation of the fair housing laws that you've ever witnessed?
Well, I have to think.
well, I
can tell you.
Okay.
Without naming names, because the case is over. Some of you on the radio, and you can find it if you just Google it.
Google
it. But there was a case filed by the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches in partnership with other people who were grossly discriminated against. In 2010, about 30 days before Christmas, they got a letter. Mm-hmm. And the letter said that if you have children, in essence, I'm not quoting, if
right.
you have children, you have to move out.
Wow.
You have to move out. And the place has been sold to someone, which I won't name. You can see it online.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to move out, and we're going to relocate you, which is steering.
Right, know. Right.
We're going to relocate you to another complex.
Yeah, let me show you where you can yeah. live.
Now, if you refuse, you will be evicted immediately.
My
okay?
goodness.
Yeah. So that was very, very profound because people that were moved in their place, and not to disparage people who have made mistakes in their life, and I believe in redemption, and I believe that people deserve a second chance. But they were sex offenders.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
A colony of sex offenders. And I can tell you that the jury...
Maybe they were doing them a favor and they didn't know it.
The jury was not too pleased with that situation. I can say that those families that lived there went through one of the most traumatic experiences. Imagine getting a letter in your mailbox
just before Christmas
saying you be out by the end of the month and you paid on your rent.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
I was going to say, was that a 55 and older community or something? But
it's not a 55 and over community.
Yeah.
It's a community of people who had lived there for years, a very tight-knit community. It was one of the classic communities where people know each other and they're tight-knit, and people had grown up there.
Wow. If you know of a complaint or someone that has one, how do we file a complaint?
Well, if you've been discriminated against or you believe you've been discriminated against, you could always go online to our online website at www.fairhousingflorida.com. You can click it, click complaints right there. If you need another language, we have over 100 other languages. Just click. You can get the whole same information in Spanish and French, and so forth.
Well, let me give that phone number, too. It's 561-533-8717. Again, that's 561-533-8717. If you have a complaint or know of someone that has been discriminated against, we suggest that you call Vince Larkins and let him know. Vince, thank you for being on the show today. You're an interesting guy. We have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, would you mind hanging around for another segment later on in the show?
Oh, I would absolutely like to.
Fantastic.
And we have a toll-free number at 1-877-910-FAIR. And catch us on Facebook, all you young people.
There you go. 910-FAIR.
910-FAIR.
I like that. That's pretty good. Well, Vince will be joining us again, and he'll share some personal stories about his family's involvement in the civil rights movement. So we'll be looking forward to checking with you after the break. After the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Helping low to moderate income families achieve home ownership, that's our mission. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and Your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to Reach are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. And if you're a new listener, then you should know that we are here to help the American public reach the dream of home ownership. So if you're struggling with your mortgage payments, or if you're facing foreclosure, or even if you're unemployed, Reach counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the Reach mission. Let's go into this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number is 561-351-8000. Pretty easy number to remember there, 561-351-8000. If you're looking for a home, and our Spotlight Home of the Week is in West Hialeah, Florida, and it's a penthouse, and it overlooks West Hialeah from the top of the sixth floor of a nice gated community. Mort says he wants it. Should we just stop talking about this? You're going to buy it? It's over? No? Okay, Vince wants it. What are my bids? This is a beautiful property if you're looking to move up just another step. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. The property has been totally renovated. It has wood floors, new central air conditioning. And did I mention that it's a penthouse? It has its own elevator that runs right up to the top. And it overlooks West Hialeah from atop of the sixth floor. It's a gated community, a nice place to move up to if that's what you're looking to do. And the way to do that is call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy, of course. Okay, coming up next, in our second stage, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our crack news director, Mort Ages. And Vince Larkins rejoins us with some interesting historical facts about the 1950s civil rights movement. Then Lisa Bond joins us with some energy-saving tips for your home. But I think it's time for our crack news director. Let's get that out of the way. Mort, what's up in the news there?
Okay, we got some interesting news. This is Mort Ages. Thousands of blacklisted Florida borrowers who have lost a home to foreclosure can get back into the housing market more quickly under a rule change that reduces the wait time for getting a new mortgage. The Federal Housing Administration will approve certain borrowers for a home loan just 1 year after a foreclosure, short sale, deed in lieu of foreclosure, or bankruptcy. FHA's previous timeline was 3 years for a short sale and foreclosure and 2 years after a bankruptcy. Eligibility for the new loan hangs on whether borrowers suffered a specific economic event during the recession that, through no fault of their own, caused them to lose their home. Eligibility is also contingent on counseling by a HUD-approved agency like Reach for Housing. For example, someone who was laid off, got a salary cut, or suffered an illness may qualify for a new mortgage. It's up to borrowers to prove their circumstances, and they must take a housing counseling course before being approved. Alice Vicker, an attorney who works for the Florida Consumer Action Network, said, "This is a pretty big event. The housing bubble came about through no fault of consumers, so it seems right to address this issue and allow them to more easily become homeowners again." According to the court records, Palm Beach County has seen more than 110,000 foreclosures filed since 2007. Statewide, about 340,000 foreclosures are still mired in the court system. Our next news story, after a short-lived dip, mortgage rates have started edging higher again. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says rates on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage reached an average of 4.57% this week, up from 4.51 last week, and a 15-year rate was also on the rise, up to 3.59%. After reaching a 2-year high of 4.58% in August, the 30-year fixed rate had eased slightly, giving some home hunters hope that rates would continue to fall. But rates again have moved upwards and the signs of a stronger economic recovery. The U.S. government revised its estimate of the nation's second quarter gross domestic product to be significantly better than initially thought. In addition, expectations that the Federal Reserve would soon begin to slow its economic stimulus program have also been pushing the rates higher. The average 30-year fixed rate is currently around 1% higher than it was a few months ago. This is going to cost homeowners $56 more a month for every $100,000 that they borrow. Well, getting on to some more local news, the federal case against disbarred Lake Worth attorney Timothy McCabe is likely to end in a plea deal rather than a trial, his lawyer confirmed Thursday in court. Robert Gershman, who is representing the 55-year-old McCabe, has been tight-lipped about whether a deal was under negotiation. McCabe faces a possible 30-year prison sentence for allegedly cheating and bilking clients out of an estimated $8 million before disappearing in April for nearly 3 months. But Gershman, McCabe's attorney, couldn't evade a direct question when asked by U.S. Federal Magistrate Judge James Hopkins during a Swift status hearing Thursday. I have to be honest with the judge when he asked me. McCabe, who pleaded not guilty last month to wire fraud and fraud on a financial institution, was not at the hearing. He remains in jail without bond. McCabe's lawyer Gershman said, "Nobody wants to pay. My client is left with no alternative but to let the courts decide." Gershman also wouldn't comment about where McCain was when he went missing for 3 months before he turned himself to the FBI. The next court appearance is a calendar call scheduled for October 2nd. A jury trial has been scheduled for October 7th. And the last story. What Michael Winston knows about corporate crime will horrify you. That's why financial giants want to destroy him. You may know Michael Winston's story from a series of articles in the New York Times or from a celebrated TV Frontline episode, The Untouchables, about the lack of prosecution on Wall Street. Winston was a PhD who rose to the corporate elite with stints at Lockheed Martin, McDonnell Douglas, Motorola, and Merrill Lynch. He was recruited to mortgage originator Countrywide Financial with the promise that it wanted to become the Goldman Sachs of the Pacific, a full-service global financial corporation. Winston said they talked about the importance of ethics and principles, and they said they heard I was a high-integrity guy. Winston rose to the top of Countrywide, but he could not ignore the rot at the heart of the company's profit-making approach. So now he's been embroiled in a 7-year lawsuit with Countrywide and the company that brought it, Bank of America. His determination to speak out against multiple violations of law at Countrywide earned him retaliation, and eventually he was frozen out of corporate boardrooms, unable to find a job. He won a jury verdict in his case, but after 2.5 years of more fighting, an appellate court reversed the ruling in a highly unusual circumstance. He said, "I keep hearing about whistleblower protection. It certainly didn't happen for me." Winston also said, "Thus far, the person who did the right thing got punished, and the persons who did the wrong thing got rewarded." This chilling case shows that the greatest enemy for Wall Street is the man or woman who actually tries to expose his secrets. And that's the news. Now let me turn this program over to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Thank you, Mort. I appreciate that. Now, you said Michael Winston was his name?
Yes, Michael Winston.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't Snowden, right? I mean, they're giving up secrets, right?
No, the TV Frontline episode, it was pretty popular, and a lot of people commented on it. And it's a shame that here's a guy who's, you know, up front trying to do the right thing, and he's getting, you know, punished.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's how it works. Oh, my gosh. All right. Joining us again, as promised, Vince Larkins, president and CEO of Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. They are a full-service community-based agency watching out for your best interest in the fair housing community. Vince, thanks for hanging out for the second half of the show and joining us.
It's a pleasure.
We could talk forever about what you do. We left off a couple of items in the first segment there. What did you want to bring back?
Well, I'd like to make the community aware through a couple of housing discrimination alerts mm-hmm. that are presently going on and we're presently dealing with. One is a major large housing provider in City Place. Housing provider in City Place is discriminating based on race, where they are either telling prospective black buyers that there is nothing available, or quoting them higher prices than anyone else. And if that is happening to anyone, that happens to anyone in that area, please give us a call. Also, there
just give us that number one more time, will you?
That's 1-877-910-FAIR. And then there is a large development not far from here where anyone that fills out an application to live there has to give all their kids report cards, right, in order to live there. Okay, which is discrimination based on familial status.
Right.
Children should not be required to hand over their private report cards to a homeowners association.
That's absurd.
And if that happens to anyone, please let us know. They have a right to file a complaint also along with anyone else that we have already found to be
city police is involved in this kind of activity. Well, that doesn't make sense.
Well, there is a housing provider located in City Place.
Okay.
I want to clarify that.
Very good. I'm glad
get
you
a
did.
Letter in the mail from City Place, but City Place is wonderful. Everyone on the radio, I hang out there. But it's a major housing provider located in the City
in
Place
area. I got you. Okay, thank you.
That is discriminating, and this other place, they're asking for your report cards or your kids, or you can't live there. Okay, which is pretty bad. It's mandatory.
If they would have been asking for my report card, I'd have been living in the streets.
I tell them I lost it because that was like 40 years ago.
Well, you have quite a history in your family of race discrimination. What an indictment it is on our humanity, I guess. I mean, what's wrong with people? Open up your eyes. And I think we said the other day, you know, I like everybody except when I see a fist coming at me, and that's the person I don't like. I don't care what color they are, how
that's
tall
right.
or short they are.
That's
if
right.
they're going to hurt me, I don't like them. But let me read a little article here that came from the Global Nonviolent Action Database. This is someone that you know. This report was filed on May the 27th, 1956, where Wilhelmina Jakes and Carrie Patterson, two female students at Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida, paid their, are you ready for this, 10 cents to ride on a segregated bus in the city. Imagine that. You have to pay to ride on a segregated bus. How silly is that?
That is incredible.
They sat in seats occupied that white people would normally occupy because the back of the bus was full. And this is what I found interesting. The bus driver asked them to move. They refused, but offered to leave. Get off the bus. Just give us our money back, and we're out of here. But the driver said no, had them arrested on charges of trying to incite a riot. I don't know how they get to that. I mean, if that's the case, there'd be a riot at Walmart every day because I go there and ask for my money back all the time. But you are related to Wilhelmina.
Yes. I have the privilege and honor to be related to her. She has since passed. God
mm-hmm.
bless her.
Mm-hmm.
That was my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And she never really talked about it much. I didn't really start grasping it until, you know, I'd say the later years of my life.
Right, right, right.
But not when I was young.
Right.
And one of the most profound things to me about it is that how little is known about the Tallahassee bus boycott.
Right.
It was the first student-led boycott of the modern civil rights era. Most people think of in Wilmington, North Carolina, where the sit-ins, but it actually was at Florida A&M where right. the kids got together and launched a major boycott of the city bus system,
right.
which integrated the city buses in Tallahassee. And I can't forget to mention my uncle on my father's side, who was a student body president at Florida A&M, sometime after her, which did boycotts also.
Sorry about that.
Yes.
Well, you know, I read the story. I read the whole story. Mm-hmm. And I was alive and well, little kid, mm-hmm. back in
well,
that
the year
era.
Before I was born.
Right?
I'm giving things away, folks. I'm giving away the kitchen sink.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. We've made a lot of advancements in race relations And quite frankly, I'm sorry that we even have to have a word called race relations. I mean, mm-hmm. come on, what's wrong? We're people.
Yeah. You know? One interesting thing is that his name was William Larkins, is that when I see the movie The Butler, which I've seen twice, and
right.
People in Jail, like my aunt, and he was one of the major figures in Tallahassee at the school, And he was in jail for 30 days. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when other parents came and bailed their children out, it was four, which was my uncle, who decided to serve their sentences because they felt so strongly about it. But I just can I just close by saying, though, one of the most profound stories in that situation was when a white guard came with his child, and he was going to he was showing his child the people that were arrested, and the people that were arrested thought, okay, he's going to berate us. But he said, you know, see those people, they're going to change the world. It's going to be a different world one day.
Yep.
And not just people that were black that were protesting, but we have to look at all the students at Florida State and all of people around the country, both black, white, Hispanic, and different groups who pulled together to make our country what it is today.
Absolutely.
And we should. That's the good story.
And it was a different time back then. And for what they were doing, that was a bold, bold step. That wasn't a little, hey, you know, I feel like sitting here. That was bold. They were looking at going to jail and...
And killed.
And absolutely. We're speaking with Vince Larkins. He's the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. And if you would like to get a hold of him, what's your phone number again?
It's 1-877-910-FAIR. Or please feel free to shoot us an email at fhcpalmbeach@aol.com.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show.
It was a pleasure.
You have been an exciting guest, and you have enlightening information, and that's kind of what we like.
So. Thank you, Alan.
Up next, Lisa Bond, the original hurricane prepper, with some energy-saving tips for your home. And Mort's Minute is on the launch pad heading for Rantsylvania. That's located right next to the great state of Amnesia. So don't change that knob, or we'll send the knob squad after you.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home, I know play to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. Are you looking for a home? Tired of paying rent? Look no further than REACH. REACH says you can be a homeowner again, even if the cloud of foreclosure is raining on your homeownership dreams. After all the problems with your job, your health, your unplanned loss of income, or even the loss of a home, FHA has a new plan, one that will help you get into your own home, even if you've been turned down before. Here's the first step. You need to document your situation. And you can learn how to do that and much, much more by taking this special one-hour educational class from REACH. We are HUD-approved educators, and with our help, you may be in your new home before you know it. That's right. No more waiting 2 or 3 years. FHA, the grandfather of all housing-insured loans, is at it again. And they're here to help you stabilize your family, your community, and your life. For more information, call the good folks at REACH today and sign up for this valuable FHA-approved home ownership class. Their number is 561-491-1670. Remember to press 0 for the operator, or you'll be in the twilight zone of hold. Their number again is 561-491-1670. We invite you to meet the good folks at REACH next Saturday, September the 14th at 10 a.m. or at 2 p.m. for a complete free explanation of this new program. REACH offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big REACH sign hanging above Suite 112. So if you're looking for home ownership, this is the program for you. The waiting game is over. Your dreams are within reach again. Call Reach right now. Their number is 561-941-1670. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. So if you haven't got anything to do next Saturday, I suggest that you take a look and see what they've got going on. If your monthly power bill costs more than a gallon of gas, then our next guest has some information that you need to know if you want to tighten up the cost of operating your rocket ship. Lisa Bond is a long-time Floridian, born and raised here. She's been dubbed the original hurricane prepper, and today she has some electrifying tips about saving energy on your home. Lisa Bond, welcome to the show.
Hi, Al. Great to be here.
Oh, always good to have you on the show. I have a couple of friends of mine that would like to, well, never mind, we'll talk about that later. You know, Florida Power and Lightning has many useful tips on how to seal up your home and live uncomfortably by setting your air conditioner at 78 degrees. Certainly, you, the great hurricane prepper, must have a better tip than that, right?
As far as the temperature's concerned?
Well, as far as keeping my power bill low by reducing the amount of cold air that comes out of the ducts.
Well, would you like to start in that? There's a lot of different things that can be done. You can go to alternate energy. You can do things to cut back and turn things off, things that need to be unplugged, things that draw more power.
But what if I don't want to? I like my air conditioning set at 70 degrees.
Then pay the bill.
Well, you're supposed to tell me how to get around that.
It doesn't work that way. You're either going to conserve or you're going to pay.
Well, dang it, that's how it works. What about solar? Could I use solar panels instead?
Absolutely. Solar is, it's not really new, but unfortunately the technology is still trying to catch up to the cost.
Right.
There are some ways now that they've come out with for you to make your own panels that are a third of the cost, half of the cost, et cetera. A normal home would be anywhere between $8,000 to $12,000 just for the panels.
Wow.
That's not going to include your batteries. It's not going to include your hookup. There's a lot involved with it, so that's a project you really have to look at.
And then I have to be a nuclear physicist to work that out, or?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
No? So no. Any dummy can solder panels together and make it work, right?
I wouldn't go there either.
Well, you know, solar, I've heard a lot of things about solar, and one of the biggest is the upfront cost to get into solar. But they say, you know, over a period of time, you know, it pays for itself. Well, what period of time would that be? I mean, the average person lives in their home, what, 7 years?
Well, that kind of recovery works the same way as it does if you're going to refinance a mortgage, since this is what we discuss on this show.
Right.
Basically, what you're going to do is figure out the cost savings, which is what you normally would be spending on a monthly basis, divided by the actual cost to put in whatever you're putting in. So let's say it cost you $4,000 and it was $200 a month. So you're going to divide that $200 into the $4,000, and that amount of term is how long it's going to take you to recover those funds. So
Like I need Mr. Professor to come in here and figure that out. Here's the bottom line. Do solar panels work or not?
They do work.
They do work.
They do work.
All right. So what are the biggest power drains in the home? If we can get the solar taken care of, what about just the regular stuff?
Anything that has a motor or that has a large draw. So you're talking about your refrigerators, your air conditioning units. The large draw items would be anything with coils, like your hot water heater, your stove, things like that.
Right. And there's not much you can do. Well, you could put a timer on your – I know some people that do that, timers on their hot water heater. You have to be a pretty regular person for that, though, right?
Yeah. Actually, Florida Power and Light has a system they can bring in, and they can actually shut power down certain times a day if you're at work, et cetera. They'll work with you on that. Putting a timer on is really not complicated. Anything you can do to conserve will save you on your bill. It also helps conserve energy for the summer months when everybody's running their AC at 70.
I'm one of them. Well, I know sometimes timers are, you know, if you get up at 5 every morning, you go to work, you come home, yeah, you can set your timer. But if you're someone like me, I get up at all sorts of different hours and times, and I want that hot water there when I'm up. So I'm not sure if that would work for me. But, hey, you know, if it works, if Florida Power and Light recommends it, then it's got to be all right.
It is called a timer for a reason.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you letting me know that. Could you put insulation around? Would that help? I mean,
yes, they do have. I know where you're going.
Around the water heater,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do have insulation blankets, and they do work. However, What you really need to do is you need to turn the temperature down on your hot water. A lot of people, if you go in and look, their hot water heaters are 180, 200 degrees. If you turn your hot water heater down to 100 to 120, I mean, it really depends on how comfortable you are with how hot the water is, but turning that down will keep it from kicking on, keeping the element from coming on and off, which is what that big power draw is.
Right.
If you insulate it with an insulation blanket, what that does is that actually keeps the heat inside the container, less outside, so it doesn't kick on as often, and also keeps the temperature around the hot water heater cooler. Therefore, you're not using as much electricity to air condition either.
I like that. That's not very expensive to do, is it?
I have not checked the prices of those as of late, so
and
I'll have to get back to you.
Where do we go when we check
those? Home Depot.
We like the folks at Home Depot. They help us out. We help them out, and that's how it works. You know, the refrigerator also demands a lot of power, but what can you do about your icebox? You know, I mean,
you need to check the temperatures in those as well. There are temperatures in both the freezers and the refrigerators. Make sure they're not set to kill.
Right.
You know, they're dialed up. There's anywhere between some of them 1 to 7, 1 to 9. You want to be somewhere in between. If you're noticing that the ice is not frozen, you can make it a little colder. If you notice that things in the refrigerator don't seem, you make it a little bit colder. But every time you're forcing an appliance to kick on and off, there's a large draw.
Right. And the refrigerator, there's not much you can do except don't open the door as much. And like you say, adjust the settings inside.
Yeah, you just need to make sure that you know, your kids aren't leaving the door wide open.
What's the temperature? Yeah, exactly. What's the temperature supposed to be set for a refrigerator? 45 degrees is what I heard.
45 is what keeps food from bacterial growth. That's a minimum. So and you can put a thermometer in there because your dial may be off a little bit or something of that nature. They do have inexpensive thermometers that go inside a refrigerator.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Then you know. Now, what about milk? Milk should be a little cooler than 45, or does that work?
It depends on how you like your milk.
I like my milk not sour.
Okay, then just put an ice cube in it. If you want it any colder, it's the same number. It's 45 degrees. This keeps bacteria down.
Okay. What about computers and cell phone chargers? I think they call those things vampires, right? Yeah.
They draw milliamps on a consistent basis, whether there's something plugged in or not. So basically, what ends up happening is you have, you know, your cell phone, the kids' cell phones, the spouse's cell phone, then you've got the computers plugged in or the computers are not plugged in. There's all these little things plugged into walls. It continuously has a draw.
What are you talking about, though? Is it like $100 a month, or is it $5 a month?
Well, it really depends on the age of the transformer and what you have plugged into it. I mean, there's a lot of different factors. Quickly, though, fans are like $8 a month, so the milliamps, whatever they add up to be. Fans keep people cool. They don't keep rooms cool. And if you leave the room, turn the light off, turn the fan off, those things will also help you conserve.
Really? I like to leave the fans on because I think it moves air around. Maybe that's not a good idea.
You can move the air around, but it's not cooling the room. So to make yourself comfortable, turn it on when you come in and turn it off when you leave.
I have to tell you, my wife is hot. So it's either lower the air conditioner or take her out to dinner. I don't know which.
I know your wife, and you need to take her out to dinner.
Either way, it's going to cost me money, and that's the way I see it. So, Lisa, thanks for joining us on Reach Radio again. And you can get a hold of Lisa. Call her cell phone at 561-867-5309 or check her out at www.reachforhousing.org. Let's take a pause for the cause as our crack news director prepares for the Mort Minute. We're in the final stages of Reach Radio news and opinion, brought to you by reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home. I know, baby.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio, the place where owning your own home becomes a reality when you reach for housing.org. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, reminding you that next Saturday, September the 14th at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., Reach is offering their first-time FHA new home buyers class. If you're looking for a home but think you can't afford one, this is the class for you. It's free of charge, and it takes only an hour of your time. That's a small sacrifice for home ownership. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. You could just look for that great big Reach sign hanging out over Suite 112. To get more information, please call them at 561-491-1670. That's where the big 44411 is. All the information is there. And we are, of course, a nonprofit HUD-approved agency. Now it's time for our Reach Out Rant. Live from Ransylvania. We call it Mort's Minute. Mort, what's on your mind today?
I've never been to Ransylvania, but
it's right next to the great state of Amnesia, just right around the corner.
Okay, I'll remember that when I'm driving there. Okay, this is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. What about a company that agrees to call you, to come to your house, to do a service in a two-hour window, and they never show up? Keeps you waiting the whole day. You call back, the person says, oh, we're sorry, let's reschedule. Meantime, you've lost the day, and they're sorry. People speak of a simple apology, but there's no such thing. To acknowledge a transgression, seek forgiveness, and make things right is a complex act. There is a fundamental distinction to be made between an apology offered on behalf of an individual and one made on behalf of an institution or a large company. Individuals unwilling to apologize when apology is in order are subject to censure, scorn, or disgrace. Persons representing companies and institutions are not necessarily bound by the same stringent moral imperative. Well, what constitutes a good apology, a full apology, one that's likely to work? Above all, a good apology must seem to be genuine, an honest appeal for forgiveness. Such apologies are usually offered in a timely manner. They consist of the following four parts. 1. The acceptance of responsibility. 2. An expression of regret. 3. A promise that the offense will not be repeated. Think about these things the next time a representative of a large corporation says, we're sorry. And what about some financial compensation for my time, Mr. Comcast?
You know, what a refreshing note, Mort. We're not tearing apart the banks.
No, we're not going on the banks. But you know, if somebody wastes your time, then you know, something should be done.
Absolutely. Well, folks, that's just about all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing. We'll see you next Saturday, live from 12 to 1 on WBZT, or you can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. And we'd like to say hello to the good folks up in Ocala. We know there's a big crowd of people up there listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you next Saturday. We're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got